I learned a new phrase this week to describe what it's like to build a startup.
You go inside like a little car and it's
Montaña rusa, that's it.
Montaña rusa.
Montaña rusa.
That's Spanish for roller coaster.
Is that, it's up and downs, and one day you see your project super clear and it's like, okay, I'm gonna build the killer app, and the day later it's like, okay, no, nobody's gonna download my apps. So I don't know, I can't stop thinking and I have a big headache.
This is the Inside Town Night podcast, a show that follows 20 new media entrepreneurs as they try to found the next big journalism startup. And you're listening to my friend Ana from Spain. Ana's idea is to create a new mobile app for music news that pulls in the best music articles and podcasts all together in one place. And earlier this week, she was feeling really, really good about her project. She'd sent out a survey asking people if they'd like what she was making, and almost everyone told her, yes, we would totally use that app.
I had like around 200 answers, so I think it's good survey. And I was very happy with it.
But in class this week, Ana had to pitch her project to the group for the first time, and our professor Jeff Jarvis was a little more skeptical.
He just asked me the question that I don't know how to answer is, what is your problem? What problem are you going to solve?
What's the problem you're solving?
There is non-Spanish app talking about music. There is a lot of news music around. Nobody's just getting everything together.
Okay. I think you're jumping to a solution. And I think that you've got to focus in more on whom you're serving and what they need and why. You're coming at it with a presumption, okay. Mm-hmm. Now you gotta start testing these questions with real people. So now start arguing with me, it's okay.
I don't know, I was doing a survey and they were like 90%, they were really very interested.
You still wanna probe more. It's not that, gee, would you like more music news? Of course they're gonna tell you yes. Naturally they're gonna tell you yes. You verified what you already thought you knew.
Jeff is afraid that Ana and many of us in the class are making the products we want to make, not the ones that people actually need. Rather than a survey, he said, we should have conversations with different, diverse people. And instead of asking them, do you like my idea?
You're asking them for the characteristics of what they do. Take me through what kind of music you like. Take me through how you what kind of news do you care about? Where do you find that now? Do you have any idea what's missing? Are there times when your friends know things and you don't? Why do you go look for music news? What do you do with it? Is it because you discover new artists? Is it because it gives you social capital with your friends to be hip? You want to probe that a little more because it's going to give you insight. This is true of all of you folks because it gets us out of our presumptions.
So this week, a few of my other classmates took this idea and ran with it.
Trato de comprar cosas en el supermercado y de preparar mi propia comida.
This may sound like people talking in Spanish about groceries, but it's actually the sound of my friend Camilo on a mission to do some undercover market research. Camilo is working on a website that teaches Spanish through news articles. So he went to a meetup for Spanish learners to find out how they learn.
I tried not to pitch my idea to them because I didn't want them to be biased in their response.
But he did come back with some observations that will help him build his product.
It appears to me that for that specific group, it's more important for them to speak the language than it is to read about it.
Now, Camilo may still decide to stay focused on reading rather than conversational Spanish, but at least now he knows that's an idea worth thinking about. And by the way, if you're worried about Ana from earlier in the show, don't be. She's already diving in to build a better, more open survey to get to the bottom of what her audience really needs.
Most of us, we have, I think, the same problem that we see our project. So we go to people and we say, hey, my project is really cool. Would you like it? And people are saying, yeah, of course. There is not so much people that is going to tell us, no, I don't say it at all. So when somebody tells you, it's like, oh my God, really? But we need to listen to that because it's going to help us to grow.
I'm Kristen Clark, and I'll be back next week with more stories from Inside Town Night.